It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Okay, so as we suspected, when Justin Timberlake publicly apologized after he was spotted holding hands, getting a little touchy-feely with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright, he issued that public apology on Instagram and social media. He's like, hey, I embarrassed my wife, my family, blah, blah, blah. Now sources are saying, yes, it was Jessica Biel who pushed JT to publicly apologize for holding hands with his co-star and that it was inappropriate. She was totally embarrassed, wanted him to take accountability. This is the thing. This is what I said. Whenever someone addresses a rumor or, you know, a picture that surfaced like that and they go public with it, they don't just let it die down. It's because something at home is not happy. And she's like, you get your butt out there and you make this right.
See, I think it would have went away, though, if he wouldn't have said anything. We wouldn't be talking about it right now. So she made it worse.
You think so? Well, that is true. That's a good point.
I mean, he did. Okay, I know he did the first thing, holding hands, totally wrong, but let it die.
I know.
Let it die.
He's saying they did not sleep together. He's saying they were not, they just were having fun. He had drank way too much, and he was sorry, and he apologized for embarrassing
I'm her. A hugger when I'm drunk, so I can believe it.
I do, though, however, think when you do something that you're not proud of, just if you do admit it and get it over with, boom, it's done.
Do you know what? I'd have to do that every day of my life.
That's true.
Sorry I'm about what waiting. I did yesterday.
Sorry what I did an hour ago. I'm sorry. Moving on to William Shatner. He has filed for divorce at the age of 88 years old.
Loneliness, being alone, the fear of being alone, is a huge part of what I am.
Why are you getting divorced at 88? No offense, but you're probably going to kick the bucket soon, right?
That's the interesting thing. So he's been married also for more than 18 years to Elizabeth Shatner. She's 61. But it's over, and the couple does have a prenup. So I think he's worth like $100 million. So neither of them will get spousal support from each other. This is his fourth wife.
Dang.
He's single, ladies.
He's almost got a whole crew to take over the enterprise.
Do you think he will get married again? Let's take a bet.
No.
You don't think he'll go five?
No, I
think he probably will.
You said he's 88?
He's 88.
I don't think he'll make it that long.
I feel like he's going to get a young girlfriend and go for it. I'll keep you posted on
that. All right. I look forward to hearing how that turns out.
Andy Dick may be someone's girlfriend because he's been sentenced to 14 days in jail. This comedian, he's got all kinds of troubles.
First of all, it's like I'm holding a red flag just because I'm me, I think. So,
yeah.
So the security people have their eye on me already.
Okay.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, so he was sentenced to 14 days in jail for a sexual battery case, but he's already out because he posted bail. So here, that's a deal. But he was just slapped with two misdemeanor charges after one filed a police report claiming that he squeezed her buttocks as she walked past him on the sidewalk. Can't go doing that.
That's not a good thing to do.
No. Megan Fox, she is opening up about the vegan school her kiddos attend, and she's teaching her kids that plants have feelings.
Really?
Yes, Megan Fox.
You speak, and it becomes real. You speak, and you manifest it.
So here's
plants
the thing.
Have feelings?
Yes. She's like, we don't rip flowers out of the ground. She teaches them we don't ever step on ants. They teach their kids about organic, sustainable food and all the good things. I think this is actually a really good thing. They have three young sons, she and Brian Austin Green. So I think it's interesting. Our celebrity psychic that we had on the show, Natalie Tomlinson, last week reads for Megan Fox, and she told me some juicy inside secrets. Because if you remember, she and Brian Austin Green were going to get divorced. He was filing that he wanted her to support him, and then she got pregnant, and then they didn't get divorced. So it's been kind of a tumultuous relationship, if you will, but they're teaching the kids to respect the planet, which is a good thing.
And plants have feelings.
I think they do. They grow better and stronger when you talk to them. It's like a proven fact. Why are you laughing? It's true.
Okay. We'll have to put that up as a poll. I don't know. Like, oh, you're such
they're living things.
You're a good little sunflower.
I'm telling you, they will strive. They will thrive more if you talk to them, your plants.
Okay. Learn something. Today I learned.
I challenge you. Let's get one plant and neglect it in another plant and talk to it.
Fine.
See which
we'll have
better.
One plant here that you talk to and you're sweet to. The other one, I'm okay. Like, you're nothing. You'll never sprout. You'll never grow.
Oh, I'd be so sad if you did that to a little plant.
Hey, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie, we are about 20 minutes away from the Box of Shame. What will intern Chloe Money get? Well, we will find out and we'll go live on Instagram. So follow us, Joe and Mackenzie. But coming up next, when you're a couple, should you get a pet together? I'm not talking husband and wife or like, you know, married. I'm saying you're dating this person. You've been together for a few months, even a few years, but you're just dating. It could end at any time.
Yeah.
Then where's the pet go?
And here's the thing. Maybe you want to see how that other person would be as a parent. So you're like, let's test it out with a furry baby. But is this really a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea, but maybe I'm just a Scrooge over here. 833-563-2539. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Radio Now.